Chapter 21. Descent. On my knees in a fuzzy portum, Drax 14 towered above, his muscles forged from steel.
"You thought I wouldn't find you?" he challenged, striking me in the face. "A little kid versus a grown man. Who do you think wins, Max?"
Steel pressed against my lips, the barrel of a gun.
"Get the fuck up."
"Holy shit," Jaden called. "Drax, don't kill him," I begged.
He pointed his gun at Jaden.
"My name is Darren."
A muzzle flash followed by a horrible bang.
"No,"
I screamed. Morning dawned in my grandparents' flat. A terrible, crippling void pursued my every movement.
"Are you checking your emails?" Grandma asked.
"I'll be off before Baba gets out of bed, don't worry."
"I'm sure he won't mind. You have a lot of work to do.
When's your first exam?"
"May 14th. Don't worry, I haven't been studying all night." "I'll give you a few minutes, don't worry."
The dream flashed in my mind. What did it mean? And why did I have it? A search for answers brought me to my old Discord account, the one I used for Galactic Conquest.
"I'm sorry you still feel this way about it," I said. "I thought we'd only steal his Discord account. Didn't think you'd do the rest."
"I just reread the last conversation I had with Drax. I'm never going to do it again. It's too painful."
"You can cut him from your message history."
"That won't stop me finding it again. So I'm deleting both my old Discord and my Skype account."
"You don't have to do that. But if it's how you feel, I won't try and dissuade you."
"Max, are you coming?"
Grandma called.
"Another 2 minutes, please. I'm deleting something."
"Before you go," I began. "Congratulations on the mock results. Have you considered a career in IT yet?"
"IT?"
"You asked me to teach you a few things, remember? It's a diverse field. I'm sure you'd find something."
"Thanks. I'll consider it. Hopefully we'll speak again one day."
I didn't think deleting my accounts would bring me peace. I'd still brought harm to Drax 14's family. Nothing could change that. However, with GCSEs on the horizon, I found myself desperate to get over the haunting memories. Now I was left with 2 Discord accounts. I used one for my duties as community manager, and the other to communicate with Jaden outside of school.
"Don't tell anyone about Drax. They won't get it."
"We'll have to tell the parents about Citadel Woods," Charlotte faltered.
"Might have to cancel it," Christine said.
I was hidden behind a wall, eavesdropping. Citadel Woods wasn't my favourite trip by any means, but I recognised and respected its importance to the other students. Dad told me at the last social evening Charlotte begrudgingly accepted donations from parents. I'd also heard other worrying things about Portum, though it didn't need rumours to see the signs. Mr. Hadaway, Charlotte's manager, took 3 months to replace a chair. Valuable TAs had left, and fundraisers were seldom permitted. I was concerned for the future of the unit. So, fearing that I'd only get evasive answers from the staff, I launched my own investigation, hoping to find out if Portum was in financial trouble or at risk in any other way. After watching where Rosalind placed her fingers on the keyboard and making a few educated guesses, I found out her password, which gave me access to her staff email and the school's network drive, which contained all sorts of information, such as annual reviews, incident reports, and other passwords for various things. They were all stored without protection, so anyone with network drive permissions could open them. I spent a few days combing the network drive, transferring the important files to my private cloud storage. Eventually, the useful information ran out, and to obtain more, I decided to try accessing Christine's emails. As the head of Portum, she'd be the likely person to handle what I was looking for. Most Portum staff stayed signed in, their computers left unattended. It wasn't hard to get inside the office and start transferring Christine's emails. Why her in particular? For personal reasons, Charlotte hadn't been coming in as often, so Christine was my only choice.
"You're doing this for Jaden and the others.
might make up for Drax's family and prove him wrong about you.
Footsteps belonging to Christine. Easily recognisable and edging closer.
Shit! It's not done transferring.
Caught in the adrenaline, I bolted to the Turing room.
I forgot the USB.
Inch by inch, the Turing room door crept open.
Can I come in? Christine asked. I think I've found something that belongs to you. It says it's copying something.
She blocked the exit. Her illegible stare stuck in permanent equilibrium.
Shall we take a look? I don't think I've been in the office today.
I'm sure you haven't, which is why I'm wondering how it got there and how you know about it. Begrudgingly, I followed her back to the office. She pointed to a file on the screen.
Could you delete that? It says email. I think that's what it copied.
I cut and pasted it into another folder on my flash drive.
It's gone. Can you make sure? Pretty sure it's deleted. Got to go to RE now. Bye.
I ran out of the office, not daring to look back for a second.
Got the USB. Close call.
Lily's already here, and I'm sure she's fine with waiting. Can we have another look?
I lost my USB when I ran.
The USB stick was in my pocket, but she didn't know that. At least, I hope not.
We'll find it between the three of us. Don't worry.
A parasitic sickness ravaged my stomach. The search took over an hour. I didn't tell them I'd hidden it in a pencil pot. When they couldn't find it, in came the big guns. Two smartly dressed men, both assistant heads. They arrived in a desolate portum, with few staff and no students but me. I recognised one of the men, Mr. Hadaway. His conspicuous ears and vexed shoulders always gave him away. He stopped to raise an eyebrow at some student artwork before trudging into the kitchen. As Christine updated them on the situation, the room turned into a sauna from my point of view.
Can we search your coat and bag? Do I have a choice?
You have a choice, to be honest. Wouldn't you like to leave?
Might delay them, because there's nobody around.
I removed my coat.
Nothing inside there. Knock yourselves out.
The assistant heads watched her pad me down. When she didn't find anything in the coat's pockets, she rummaged through my bag. Go to the Turing room. Your dad will be here soon. I grabbed my bag, exchanging a callous stare with Mr. Hadaway. I searched through the pot of pins and broken rubbers, only to find the USB stick missing.
They must have found it. So why aren't they letting me go? Must want to teach me a lesson.
Dad arrived. Escorted into the room by Christine. I'll leave you both alone, she said.
Bit hot in here, Dad remarked.
You get used to it.
He took a seat, crossing his arms.
You need to tell them where it is.
They've already found it.
I know. Unfortunately, they want a confession.
I haven't committed a crime. I'm just worried about Portum, that's why I did it.
We don't have time for this. We're going to be late for Naomi.
Fine, I'll confess or whatever. Let's go.
Around the table sat Christine and her two superiors.
It's in my room, pencil pot,
I admitted. Thank you. That's very mature, Christine said. I made eye contact with Mr. Hadaway, repressing a boastful smirk.
Got other confessions too?
His eyes narrowed.
I bypassed your web filter with a proxy server, and I figured out Rosalind's password.
Thank you for telling us, Max, he said. Mr. Baker and I will speak to your father now. I was left with Christine, who shadowed me wherever I went. She followed me into the garden, sitting with me on Alfie's memorial swing. Do you mind if I join you? She asked.
You already have.
I also had trouble with honesty as a child.
Yes, you've said that before.
You have an impressive memory. Hands in pockets, regret trickled down my spine.
Sorry, it was copying your emails.
Apology accepted, but that doesn't explain why you did it, or why you needed Rosalind's password. I pointed at the kitchen.
Did you do it because the kitchen's too noisy? No, I'm fine with eating in there.
So why did you point to it?
Because it won't always be there. Are we making it count?
What do you mean?
I'm talking about Portum. Is it financially safe?
I can't answer that, sweetheart. But it's not your concern. In a month, you'll have done your GCSEs, and I think you'll be at another school.
Maybe you're right.
When will I get my USB stick back?
Tomorrow.
If it's not in my hands by then, I'll get it myself.
They scolded Dad and told him that Portum wasn't experiencing any difficulties. But for me, that wasn't a good enough answer. I got back to work as soon as I arrived at school the next day, ready to break into the network again.
Awfully hot in here, isn't it? Charlotte remarked. You must be boiling in that coat.
I spun around, switching off my monitor. She and Christine had entered the room.
5 years, you get used to it.
Were you not expecting us? Christine asked.
I leaned back.
No, is this about yesterday?
Charlotte sat across from me.
You're so much better at technology than I am, but we want you to know that Portum is safe, and that you're safe in Portum.
You always say that.
Last year we lost 7 teaching assistants. That includes Lucas and Arthur.
We miss them terribly, Charlotte said.
And you know we're doing everything we can to replace them.
You're replacing them with agency staff who aren't permanent.
Caleb's one of them. He's amazing, isn't he?
I really like Caleb, but for all we know, he's gone next term. It's hard to get experienced staff when we keep losing them.
Christine bit her lip.
Worst case scenario, we might have to move schools.
Don't worry about it. That's our job, Charlotte interjected. You know, we've always found you so caring and insightful.
So I'm telling you this because you'll understand.
She took a deep breath.
About Portum. We have had to block some things.
Like what?
We can't tell you, Christine said. Just know that we're doing our best. Don't worry about us. Focus on your exams. We want you to do well.
But you can't look through our emails again, or do anything dangerous with the school computers.
Fine, I won't do it again.
Good.
Please, please don't do it again.
Christine had suggested Portum moving schools in a worst-case scenario. And as for Charlotte, what exactly did she block?
I believed something was very wrong, and I wanted to get to the bottom of it.
One USB stick, Rosalind said, handing me the device. Only took them 3 days to delete something. Even my mum can do it faster.
The sliding mechanism was broken.
Great. Now I need to open it with a paperclip. Bastards.
Language, Max.
Do you know how annoying that is? I have to remove the entire chassis without damaging the memory.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you shouldn't have tried hacking the school computers. You've got your exams soon. None of this is necessary.
Okay. I won't do it again.
I've got to pick up my son. I'll see you tomorrow.
She paused, hand hovering over the door handle.
Seriously, Max, please don't do anything like that again. You have a month left. That's it.
With Rosalind and Lily at my side, I had nothing to fear from exams. I'd practiced with them for months and had developed a systematic approach to answering each question. A return of self-belief and confidence inspired me to remove my hood. On the day of the first exam, I took it off and never wore it outside again, except when it rained, of course. I was given an exam laptop to type my answers, and extra time alleviated any remaining pressure, albeit I'd often finish without making use of it. In between exams, I searched for and found a new way to break into the school's network drive. Without getting technical, there was an exam account for students using a laptop to type their answers. They'd forgotten to block access from said account. So upon entering the username and password, I could just walk right in.
Hey, Max, Caleb said in greeting. I'm here to take you to get your lunch on the high street.
Give me a moment.
I minimised the network drive, invisible heat swamping my face.
What are you up to?
Nothing, just listening to music. I paused because you came in.
Have you listened to System of a Down yet?
No, been busy with exams.
Can I put it on?
Sure, if you want.
I watched carefully, hoping he wouldn't see the network drive open.
This is a good one. It's called Chop Suey.
My foot tapped rhythmically.
Strong drummer. Can't believe I didn't listen to them sooner. I'm glad you like it. We spent the next few minutes sharing music. Memories of doing the same with Arthur and Lucas flashed throughout. In Caleb, I saw bits of both former TAs.
He studies it. You can trust him.
Want to see something cool? I opened the network drive.
How did you get in?
Social engineering?
Let's just say they left a few back doors open.
His eyes widened at my explanation.
That is seriously clever.
Mostly luck, but I've picked up a few other tricks over the years.
Have you seen Jaden anywhere?
Sophie asked.
Sorry, did I startle you both?
No, we haven't seen him, Caleb replied. She peered at our screen.
Is that the network drive, Caleb? I thought you didn't have an account yet.
It's another drive. Computer magic, you wouldn't get it, I sputtered.
I don't know what you're doing, but be careful. You've really scared Christine.
Right. Caleb, I think you're taking Josh to maths. If Max hasn't had lunch yet, Christine will handle it.
Sorry, forgot about lunch, I said.
Nah, don't worry about it. I had fun here. Just as I sat down for a late lunch, the fire alarm boomed. Jordan covered his ears, falling into a flood of tears.
Damn it, not again, I chided.
We still have to go downstairs, Christine said.
I know, but I'm taking my food anyway.
I'll carry the cutlery for you. We survived the barrage of students, suffering hard collisions along the way. Somehow, neither of us dropped anything. Drax14's words rang in my mind. That's the truth about you, kiddo. You'll never amount to anything but a retard.
Max, are you all right? Christine asked.
We're here now.
Yes, I know where we are.
I planted myself on the grass, an agonizing rift opening in my chest. It wasn't hunger. Food didn't vanquish it. Jordan wiped the tears from his eyes, comforted by several TAs and Portum students.
See, this is why we need someone at the fire alarms.
It's a good idea, but we don't have the staff for that, Christine said.
Just have them at the main ones for 10 minutes or so before an exam.
I pointed to Jordan.
You can prevent that and disruption.
You'd be good on the student council. I'm sure we can find a way to make your ideas work.
Think I've had my fill of leadership, thank you.
Besides, I'm happy just being a community manager. It's less responsibility. I don't know what a community manager is, but it sounds important.
It is.
By having your fill of leadership, do you mean you're on the council in primary school?
No, but I was the supreme leader of the Paladins.
She met my gaze with a slack expression.
Right.
Okay.
We had 1,500 people. I led them all.
My eyes watered. Any source of light gleamed and left behind trails.
I had this rival, Drax14. In real life, his name's Darren.
Is this online?
Yes. You know what I did to him?
No.
I hacked that bastard's email. Then I told his filthy fucking family that he was a paedophile. Ruined his life.
Her eyes grew wide with both shock and confusion.
Yeah, he wasn't really a paedophile. But I sent his address to paedophiles on the dark web. He got raped.
The last part wasn't true. I haven't ever been on the dark web, let alone in contact with paedophile rings. But it didn't matter. I wanted her to see my power. I sighed heavily.
Forget it. Look at me now. I'm eating my lunch on the grass.
Just meters away from us, mainstream pupils engaged in teenage bravado. They either gossiped loudly or pushed each other for no apparent reason.
And you want me to be on the student council?
I scoffed.
Like those idiots would ever vote for a Portum student. You know how they see us.
No, I don't.
Let me enlighten you then. The truth is they think we're retards and that we'll never be anything else.
Why do you think that?
Did any of them say? They rarely say it, but always they think it.
Okay, if that's how you feel. I'd repeated Drax14's words. But I didn't know if I believed them. Was he right about me? Was I mentally ill and unable to control myself? Why did he appear in my dreams? And for that matter, why did I tell Christine? She didn't understand, and perhaps nobody would ever understand.